Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
For the next few minutes,
奉主耶稣基督。
I wanted to pray plenty of prayers.
我非常把我保罗挂住了。
And in few minutes,
奉主耶稣基督。
And those of you who are watching us all over the world on the net, be a participator, not be a spectator. And as you pray, the Lord will bless you. I want you to pray this prayer with holy hatred, with merciless violence. Because of the rage of the enemy that is going on now. The enemy is wasting so many lives and killing so many untimely. Make up your mind that you will not be a candidate of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. This is why I wanted to pray this prayer with boiling anger. Let your voice roar like thunder with military authority. As you are saying these words, the arrows of the enemy will be going back to the senders. Sisters, are you here this morning? Sisters, are you here to negotiate with the enemy? So say this after me, sisters. Anything planted in my body, to kill
me.
Can I hear the sister saying it? Brothers, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? An ordinary boy can kill. A lot of people have been killed by malaria and typhoid fever. Can I hear everybody shouting this loud and clear? This is not the temple of a church.
It is a God.
That's right. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening already. Yes.
Then
you plantation of death. In the body of that person over there. Get out. At the count of three. Go back to your senders. One. Two. Three. That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something's happening over there.
Oh, passion shall allow you.
Every coffin planted into the brain. And the fear of death has gripped your life. I break that coffin now. In the name of Jesus. Say this loud and clear. Physical and spiritual assassins.
Ni
patemi as
sign against my life. Can you shout that loud again? Is that the loudest you can shout? Yes, no, from the Bible. Kill yourself. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say it.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Name for Jesus.
La Bible.
That's better. That's better. Great digging powers.
Enyaga la tonda isa oku.
Assign against me.
Si wana si ayobi.
Bury yourself.
Enyuga imole.
Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Command them to bury themselves. Shout this commanding prayer. Terminal diseases. Terminate. By fire. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
pray.
Finally,
la puto.
Say any power.
Agbara, agbara.
Seeking for the death of, you put my wife, my husband, my child, my whatever you want to put.
Don't say iku foruko oko aya omo taboko to ba le bisibe. Don't say iku nito.
You now command the power to die. Any power seeking for the death of my wife, of my child, of my husband,
die
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and declare it. Lay one hand on your head now. The other one close to your belly button. And let your inner roar like thunder. Father, we thank you for a time like this.
Baba dupe fun akoko bi eyi.
And we thank you for this particular power changes in the month of new beginnings.
Asi dupe fun ipade agbara gbodo pa lowo nibo osu dele otun.
I stand here now as a servant.
Mo duro ni bayi gege bi iruju re.
And I decree by the decree of heavens.
O si pase ni pase orun.
That in the name which is above all names. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone gathered at this meeting today. Any arrow of disgrace fired at you.
You
go back to the senders now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anyone's life here.
You don't cook in what I yet can
shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father.
Baba.
By the power and the blood of Jesus.
If I
every power.
What
can I do is impressive of anyone here? Beginning from now,
that is his healing.
Any power assigned to swallow you shall be swallowed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And whether the enemy likes it or not, whether the enemy likes it or not, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, right there where you are, I command you by the power in the blood of Jesus that you should move to the next level. In the name of Jesus, you should move forward
and
far. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Before I stop praying now, I want you to pray this prayer with anger. Assigned to quench my laughter. Can you shout it in burning anger? In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
name we pray. There are 21 persons here. You were asked to come here. Because you have tried all other sources. And you
have
met with failure.
You
have tried to solve the problem by your own power. You have gone to dark paths. But the problem remains the same. Therefore, somebody asked you to come. That's why you are here. Now you are that person.
In
the word of the Lord, that trouble that has been running after you, pursue you, making your life uncomfortable, right now, the agent behind that trouble has been cancelled. That's right. And the problem
is
has gone back to the senders. That power of God in the name of Jesus. That's number one.
And
two.
Guilty.
Three,
four,
five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Eleven, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yes, that's the power of God is coming upon you. And that's number 21. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lay your hands upon us here today. And move us forward by your power. Everyone who has presented at this particular time must change us.
Lord,
let the kindness of common miracles and testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God Jesus.
In loud amen. In sounding amen. In great destruction. Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to seven persons with a big smile on your face and tell the person, it is not over yet. In the name of Jesus. Talk to seven persons.
And we've passed.
Shout it loud, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Somebody said, God bless
you.
What did they ask you to say just now?
People can be by.
That is our topic. It is not over yet. First Kings chapter 19.
A kid and Wampa only come on. Did you go?
I read from verse 1 to 8.
Oka, Lati, I said, you need to get your
First Kings chapter 19.
A kid and Wampa only come on. Did you go?
Verse 1 to 8.
Lati, I said, you need to get your.
It is not over yet.
Oti, Marino.
Can you talk to somebody, give them a big smile and say the same thing loud?
I think I said the conference with us, you know.
First Kings chapter 19. From verse 1.
That's what I said.
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done.
without Ahijah
and without how he had slain all the prophets with the sword.
Ati pelu bi o ti fi idapa gbogbo awon woli.
Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
Then iti awon orisa ki o se si mi ati ju be lo pelu bi emi ko ba se emi re tabi okan ninu awon won ni.
And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die and say, his love now, O Lord, take away my life, I'm not better than my father's.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ti ká ẹlọ ní ìrìn àjò ọjọ́ kan sí agijì. Ó sì wá ó sì jókòó lábẹ́ igi tí ó bá rì kan. Ó sì tọrọ fún ara rẹ̀ kí òun kí ó kú. Ó sì wí pé ó tọ́ nísinsìnyí Olúwa. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni mi kúrò nítorí èmi kò sàn ju àwọn bàbá mi lọ.
And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat.
Bí ó sì ti dùbúlẹ̀ tí ó sì sùn lábẹ́ igi tí ó bá rì kan, ó sì
and look and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his head, and he eat and drank and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drank and went in the strength of that meat 40 miles unto Horeb, the mount of God. For the first time in the history of the gospel and of the things of God, one man challenged 850 prophets of Baal and Balim.
Ọkùnrin kan ṣoṣo, ó pe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn wòlíì Bálímù àti wòlíì Èké níjà.
Imagine one single man standing here by the altar and 850 people facing him, and he's challenging their God.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wò ó, kéèyàn kan ṣoṣo kó dúró níwájú ni, kó sì máa pe àwọn wòlíì ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́jọ àtààbọ̀ níjà.
He told them,
ó wí fún wọn,
you call on the name of your God.
Ẹ̀yin ẹjọ́ pé orúkọ òrìṣà
yín. I will call on the name of the Lord.
Èmi náà sì pé orúkọ Olúwa.
And the God which answers by fire,
Ọlọ́run tó bá sì fi iná dáhùn,
let him be God.
Yẹ kó jẹ Ọlọ́run.
And the competition started.
Wọ́n sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìdíje.
And Elijah prayed his very popular prayer.
Elijah sì gbàdúrà tó máa ń sábà gbà.
O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Ọlọ́run Abrahamu, Isaac, àti Jacobu.
O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Ọlọ́run Abrahamu, Isaac, àti Israeli.
So let these people know that I'm thy prophet.
Ó ní jẹ́ káwọn ènìyàn yóò gbọ́ pé kò.
That I'm doing these things at thy word.
Àti pé nípa ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ni mo
sọ. Say answer me, O Lord, answer me.
Ó ní Olúwa ní àmì ló dà mí.
Àbí sinú ọ̀rọ̀ náà dá ọ̀rọ̀ náà kọ.
Káwọn ènìyàn yóò lè mọ̀ pé ìwọ Olúwa ni ọ̀la.
You have turned their hearts back.
Àti pé o ti yí ọkọ wọn padà.
How are you, sir?
Ó gbogbo tó sọ ni.
And fire fell.
Iná sì sọ kalẹ̀.
And Elijah now killed all his prophets.
Elijah wa pa gbogbo àwọn wòlíì wọ̀nyí.
Jezebel, the wicked queen who brought the prophets to Israel.
Jezebel ayaba àkà tó mú àwọn wòlíì búburú wá sí iṣẹ́.
Now sent a death threat to Elijah.
Ó wá ránṣẹ́ ìhàlẹ̀ ikú sí Elijah.
She swore by the gods that Elijah's end had come.
Ó fi àwọn òrìṣà tí Elijah lójú tí ó fún ọ búra.
And the prophet went away.
Olúyìí ó sì lọ.
But where he was,
ṣùgbọ́n níbi tó sá lọ yìí,
the Lord had prepared a table before him in the presence of his enemy.
Olúwa ti tẹ́ tábìlì síwájú rẹ̀ lójú àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀.
I pray that in the presence of your enemies, the Lord shall prepare your table.
He
shall prepare your table.
He
shall prepare your table.
He
shall prepare your table. And Elijah went and said, Elijah, arise and eat.
Angel ìtọ̀ lọ, kódà Elijah, ide jaru.
But the journey is too great for him.
Nitori ilẹ̀jọ náà ti fọ.
Elijah gets up and eats the food.
Elijah ba dide o ti jẹun.
And he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights.
O si ilẹ̀jọ ogójì ọjọ́ àti ogójì òru ní pátá lóúnjẹ tó jẹ.
I pray that the spiritual food you are receiving now.
O gbàdúrà pé o jẹ ní tó jẹ lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
Will give you strength.
Yóò fọ ní agbára.
So arise.
Láti dìde.
And go to the next place of your destiny. There you are, beloved. Jezebel has said to him, Elijah, your end has come.
Jezebel is telling him, Elijah, O pari fa.
Said Elijah, there shall not be a tomorrow for you again.
But Elijah, kosojo la fa ye mo.
But the angel came.
Gabriel did.
They don't mind a threat.
Oni ma pikita ihale.
Your journey continues.
Ine ajo aye re si.
For I want to instruct you by this food to proceed to an encounter with God.
Nitori won fo alagbara ni pa oje lati lo ba Olorun pade.
The angel was saying, Elijah, move on.
Angel is so pe Elijah tesiwaju.
Jezebel does not have the final say over your life.
Jezebel ko lo ni oro kan lori aye re.
The angel was saying, Elijah, there is still a future. This is why I know that the verdict over your life will not come from the enemy.
It
will not come from the enemy. No matter what you are going through now, there is still a future for you. And the word is coming to you this morning like it came to Elijah. So while somebody was threatening Elijah with termination, the threat was merely driving Elijah towards an encounter with God at
Horeb.
I pray that all your problems will just grant you an appointment with God. I pray that every plot of Satan against you,
they
are just driving to the presence of God. In the name of Jesus. No wonder the Bible says,
if
the prince of this world knew, they would not have crucified the prince of peace. Meaning that the powers of darkness, Satan, they don't know everything. Elijah's trouble started by Jezebel only drove him to have an encounter with the Lord at Mount
Horeb.
Since prophet Elijah did not die in his wilderness, I decree by the decree of heavens that you will not die in your wilderness. 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 In the name of Jesus. Say, it is not right.
In
the name of Jesus. Shout it loud. But then,
Amosha,
some situations will arise
where
the enemy begins to rejoice and he begins to say, it's over. Under what situation does this kind of thing happen? Under what situation would the enemy say, well, it's over for this person, it's over for that person?
I
decree one more time. Anyone in the meeting of today, your enemies have already held a meeting. And they have decided that it is over for you. I decree this council,
what situation? Ninu isele wo?
Could the enemy begin to say it's over?
Ni o ta le ti ma ri pe o ti pari.
Number one.
Akoko.
When they know they are stronger than you.
Nigba tawon ba mo pe awon lagbara ju olo.
This is why the Bible says be strong in the Lord. And the fullness of his might. If we do not have a strong enemy, the Bible will not say be strong in the Lord. Today is a day for you to receive power. To push your enemies back to where they came from. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The Bible says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So, shout it loud and clear. Shout it loud and clear. When they know they are stronger than you, they begin to say it's over. Anytime you face an attack in your dream and you are not able to fight back, that's a problem. You dream, a serpent came to you in the dream, the serpent was biting you or fighting you, and you could not kill the serpent till you wake up. That is a problem. Somebody came to you in the dream, breaking the face of whoever, and you could not say, let fire fall upon you and destroy that object. Then there's a problem.
And if God did the notice on Lord Yala, or Lord Yala, the Toba Fellow, oh, today, the Depo, as a pekino, to be born, Mope, Walawa.
A masquerade comes in a dream, but instead of him to say, you masquerade undress, I want to know who is on that. Then after they have undressed, say, receive the fire of God. But instead of that, you were running. That's a problem.
A good Lord Yala, a important in the other way, what? Bosh on Lord Yala, the Mofemo.
You need to pray for power. Power that the enemy cannot insult or ridicule. Under what situation would the enemy be saying it's over? Number two. When your secrets are in their hands. Maybe you've been to them in the past. Or you were born into their hands. And then your secrets are in their hands. So no matter where you turn, they could still use your secrets in their hands to manipulate your life. I pray that any information about your life in the hand of the enemy to catch fire now. In the name of Jesus. Number three.
Let
me begin to say it's over.
When are we going to party?
When they have hired Balaam to curse you. Balaam represents prophets of darkness asked to curse the children of God. I pray that every Balaam hired to curse you shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. Number four, they say it's over. When they have already gained internal access. Now when they answer. Many of us are fighting the enemy outside. Not
knowing
that the enemy is already inside. By the time you remove the problem of domestic and household witchcraft from the black man,
75% of his problems are over. I pray that every enemy that has already gained access, that is now using the access to trouble your destiny, the angel that slapped Aaron and allowed worms to eat him to death, that angel shall slap them for you. When their own champion is a Goliath. Goliath is a stubborn, strong man enemy.
Goliath.
I was speaking in a campus. University campus. And I told them, it is when there is no Goliath.
It's
there you call yourself a professor. When Goliath arrives, we will know who the professors are. When there is a Goliath, your certificate becomes useless. The training you have received becomes useless. I'm standing before you here now. I studied molecular biology. If I now face a demon, I say, in the name of molecular biology, come out. Would the demon listen to me?
Yeah, no, so that is it.
No.
You know.
So all the certificates, molecular biology, they're just in one corner. When there is a Goliath after you, they begin to rejoice. Because they believe you cannot fight that
Goliath.
I have an information for somebody here. As many native doctors as they have consulted against you, so if they do not let you go, all those native doctors will be buried in 7 days. The enemy begins to declare
somewhere.
When you are already being dedicated to them consciously or unconsciously. A lot of people are suffering from evil dedication. There are dedications that are speaking against you. They have already given the person over to the spirits long time ago.
What if I need to
and it's a serious matter. A lady was failing her school certificate exams. After failing 5 times, the mother went to consult. Water spirits. And the water spirit said, bring offering here. So she bought a live goat. She bought rice. But very nice food. And threw all of them into the river. And she was given a promise that your daughter will now begin to pass. But make sure that every year you come to deposit this offering here. True, by the next year, the lady passed. The mother gave the offering for some number of years, then she forgot. But demons do not forget promises man made to them.
And now began to trouble the lady who is now a qualified graduate. Her life was going upside down. It's sat down here, it's sat down there, it's sat down everywhere. She lost her marriage, she lost her children. She ran
away.
The mother went to consult and said, and they said, why is it? Because you are not giving offering to this demon. And it's very, very sad. When somebody has been dedicated consciously or unconsciously like this, the enemy begins to rejoice because they believe you can't get out. I had a scientific program in Enugu many years back. I was driving on the road to Enugu, and we passed by this river called Ikuba River. And I saw a sign. There's a woman sitting down there. She had this large bowl of pounded yam prepared with a goosey stew by the side.
Open. Agada iyan la patara pata ti won si ke osiki obe osiki se be
plenty of congo meat inside the egusi soup.
Opolopo eran orikeri
ke is what they call congo meat there.
Opolopo idin lorikeri ke o wa ninu obe ohun.
And she sat down there.
O si joko sibe
for a plenty of chicken floating on that river.
Opolopo ediye lo wa loju omi ohun.
But this woman was not sitting down there.
Oh, really? Why took us?
She would take a large bowl of pounded yam. She used it to collect a goosey soup. I thought you should go into her mouth. No.
I was
throwing it to the river. I said, driver,
what?
I got down. And I went to her back. Say, madam. Madam. She pretended that she didn't hear. Why are you giving this lovely milk to the water? She looked back.
Say,
what is your problem? Say, I defeat my spirit, husband. I said, you need Jesus. You don't need to feed anything here. She stopped talking to me. She continued feeding the river. I continued talking. And he said, excuse me, sir. Make you mind your business. This is very sad. I pray. Anyone here today? And there is a dedication speaking against you.
See if Jesus is not on this
year. See your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Under the situation of the enemy, we send this over. When they have materials in your body in their possession, to some, the air on their head, to some, unfortunately, the air on their reproductive organs. Some, the hairs under their armpits. Some, their clothes. Some, the materials that have touched their body. So the enemy has that in his possession.
Eight.
The eighth situation, when the enemy will begin to says over.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kẹjọ bọ́ta ti gbélé ba wípé o ti parí.
It's when they have mastered all your strategies.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá ti mọ gbogbo ọ̀nà tó ń tọ̀.
They know your prayer pattern.
Wọ́n mọ bó ti ń gbàdúrà.
They know for how long you pray.
Wọ́n mọ bó ti pẹ́ tó, bó ti pẹ́ tó tó bá ń gbàdúrà.
They have studied you very well.
Wọ́n ti wù ọ́ fínífíní.
Number nine.
Kẹsàn-án.
Nine situation.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
On which the enemy will say over.
Bọ́ta ti gbélé ma wípé o ti parí.
It's when they have caged you with the spirit of discouragement.
Ó ní ìgbà tí wọ́n bá ti fi ọ́ sínú àpọ́ tí wọ́n yí fún ìdàrú ọkàn.
You are so discouraged.
Ọkàn rẹ̀ dàrú.
You are so down.
Ọkàn rẹ̀ tẹ̀bá.
Downcast.
O tẹ̀lé o sí
solution.
Ọkàn rẹ̀ ò dúró mọ́.
Then
nígbà náà
is over.
Wá wípé o ti parí.
We've got it.
Àti mú.
Because they too know the Bible.
Ìtura náà mọ Bíbélì.
Because the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled.
Nítorí Bíbélì wípé má ṣe jẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ̀ kó dàrú.
Believe in God.
Gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́.
I believe in me also.
Sígbà mi gbọ́ pẹ̀lú.
So when you are praying with a discouraged heart.
Nígbà tó bá ń fi ọkàn tó ti dàrú gbàdúrà.
The devil will contest your prayer.
Or issue. Yóò máa tako àdúrà.
Say father, you can't listen to this one because your word says let not your heart be troubled, but this one is troubled.
A bí pé bàbá a tẹ̀sí sádùúrú eléyìí o tó rọrọ̀ rẹ wípé ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kọ́kàn yín ó dàrú. Ọkàn ẹni ó ti dàrú.
Discouragement is a destroyer.
Ìdàrú ọkàn àbàtẹ̀nijẹ́ ni.
There was a man that was so discouraged.
Ọkùnrin kan wà tó jẹ́ wípé ọkàn rẹ̀ dàrú.
Because of his problems.
Nítorí ìṣòro rẹ̀.
He cried himself to sleep.
Kéde wípé ó sùn.
In his sleep he had a dream.
Lójú àlá rẹ̀ wá lálàá.
He found himself in a large market.
Ó rí ra rẹ̀ láàrin ọjà ńlá.
And he began to go from stall to stall in the market place.
Ó wá ń lọ káàkiri àwọn ọ̀sọ̀ tó wà nínú ọjà yìí.
Very soon he sighted the stall.
Láìpẹ́ ó bá rí ìṣọ̀kan.
And he saw the name of the shop owner.
Ó bá lórúkọ ẹni tó ní ìṣọ̀.
Mr. Satan.
Ọ̀gbẹ́ni Sátani.
Sir. Devil, you have a market here?
Eṣù. Ìwọ náà tajà bí.
So he went to the market.
Ó bá lọ síbi ọjà.
And he saw various items the devil was selling.
Ó bá ní oríṣiríṣi nǹkan tó ṣe tà.
Bad luck.
Oríkúrúkú.
High blood pressure.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ríru.
Diabetes.
Àtọ̀gbẹ.
Madness.
Ìsinmi.
All kinds of things.
Oríṣiríṣi nǹkan.
And he has price tags for them.
Ó sì lẹ iye tó ń tà mọ́ wọn.
He now saw one old axe. A old small axe. An old one.
Ó wá ní akékeré kan tó ti pẹ́ tó ti gbó.
That axe is grown full from usage and usage is so old.
Àké yìí nítorí pé wọ́n ti lòó, ó ti gbó.
It was the most expensive item in everything the devil was selling.
Àké lówó jù nínú ọjà tó ṣe ń tà.
He now asked the devil.
Wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ èṣù.
What is this one that is so expensive?
Kí ni eléyìí bí wípé ó wá wọ́n ju àwọn tó kù lọ?
The devil said that is discouragement.
Èṣù bá rí bí ìdàrú ọkàn nìyẹn.
So once that one comes inside.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí yẹn bá wọlé.
All other problems will follow.
Gbogbo ìṣòro tó kù ó tẹ̀lé.
So if you are here today and you are already getting discouraged.
Tó bá wá bí lónìí tó jẹ́ wípé ọkàn rẹ ti ń dàrú.
Bind that spirit of discouragement.
Ṣé ẹ̀mí ìdàrú ọkàn yìí?
Arise by the power of God.
Dìde nípa agbára Ọlọ́run.
And eat like it was said to Elijah.
Kó o sì jẹun.
And then move forward to the next phase of your destiny.
Kó o sì tẹ̀síwájú sí.
In the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Number 10.
Ìkẹwàá.
The enemy says it's over.
Ọ̀tá wa máa wí pé ó ti parí.
When you are completely disarmed and surrounded.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá ti gba gbogbo ìhámọ́ra rẹ tí wọ́n sì ti rọ̀bà yí ọ̀tá.
They surrounded you.
Wọ́n ti rọ̀bà yí ọ̀tá.
They disarmed you.
Wọ́n ti gba gbogbo ìhámọ́ra rẹ.
Surrounded you.
Wọ́n ti rọ̀bà yí ọ̀tá.
Disarmed you.
Wọ́n ti gba gbogbo ìhámọ́ra rẹ.
I was in our branch many years ago at Ọ̀rẹ́gun.
Mo wà ní ẹ̀ka wa kan lọ́dẹ̀gùn lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
For a small crusade.
Fún ìsọjú ìta gbangba kékeré.
And that day I was talking about binding the strong man.
Lọ́jọ́ náà mo sì ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa dídé ọkùnrin alágbára.
A woman who had just lost her husband was in that meeting. She prayed the way she's never prayed before.
Obìnrin kan tó ṣe pàdánù ọkọ ẹ̀. Ó wà nínú pàdé náà, ó sì gbàdúrà bí ó ṣe ti gbàdúrà rí.
And she went home.
Ó sì lọ ilé.
And took the anointing from that place.
Ó sì kú òróró tá a ti gbàdúrà sí kúrò tí pàdé yìí.
And took it home.
Òun lọlé.
When she got home.
Gbàdúrà.
Say children come, let us pray, let us pray.
Olẹ́yin ọmọ ẹja ni wẹ́ẹ́ gbàdúrà.
Our three children came out.
Àwọn mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta jáde.
I where is the house of?
This
house of has been with them for years.
Ọmọ ọ̀dọ́ ti wà lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún.
Tell her to join the prayer.
Ẹni tó kọ́ ló dára kọ̀ má dúrà.
So this maid came out too.
Ẹni tó ń bá wọn ṣètọ́jú ilé òun náà jáde.
Madam Lassan, before we start the prayer.
Obìnrin sí ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kàdúrà.
She was still boiling from the meeting she came to.
Ó sì iná ìpàdé àdúrà tó lọ ṣe jó lára.
So before we start to pray. Oní ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kàdúrà. Everybody, open your mouth. Take a drop of anointing. Everybody.
Gbogbo yẹn lanu ẹ mú àwòrán ti gbàdúrà sí.
The children opened their mouth and collected it.
Àwọn ọmọ lanu wọn sì gbà.
The housemaid said.
Ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ yìí pé.
No.
Owó gbà.
So why?
Ah.
That thing must not touch my mouth.
Only thing that you got to come in.
Say why?
Kilo de?
I don't know.
No.
Say what? If you don't take it, you are going.
Wada. To baba malo.
Say yes, ma.
Wani umalo.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, she can't see lo.
Say you are just discovering now where your problems are.
Eh, she mo abiti sholo yu wani.
Say what? How do you mean?
Kilo to so.
You ask me to go.
Any man
say I will go.
Man
so, but let me tell you one secret. I've already initiated your children. Into witchcraft. You must say what? Say no, don't get too upset.
Oh yeah, am I the ever did be no?
Should be your husband just died.
The book was a good.
Say I killed him. The
people ah.
Close your eyes,
brother. Eja tagi jo ara.
Can you shout this? Loud and clear.
And keep the mind low, Lara.
And remember the strong man. Let's sit down, continue for a little bit. Number 11. They declare that it's over. When they see that you are laboring under destructive curses and covenants. When curses are working against your life.
12.
They declare that it's over. When there is already an enemy inside your camp. They declare that it's over. 13. They declare that it's over. When they have manipulated you into offending God. When you offend God, who is your defender? They declare that it's over. Last but not the least. They declare that it's over. When they have already introduced satanic delay into your destiny. Not all delays are from the Almighty. There is divine delay. There is personal delay. There is program delay. There is inherited delay. There is witchcraft delay. There is strong man delay. Destiny is a function of time.
Ayomo, ama abaka shiche.
And destiny is devil's target.
Ayomo si joti Satan imangogo.
And Satan troubles people mostly because of their destiny.
Satan ama iyo amwe niyo lenu nitori ayomo.
When Satan says that he cannot derail you in the journey of your destiny, now he introduces strategies to delay you.
Nipa ti Satan ba wuni wipe. Owo le se olaba ayomo re yo wa lo omo owo lati da duro.
The five foolish virgins in the Bible delay the purchase of their oil and they lost their miracle.
Awon won ti ope maro ninu bibeli won da ira ororo won duro won si padanu ise iyanu.
Delay is very destructive.
Idaduro ababa kan je
enemy.
God
knew that there were strange forces of delay that were attacking Lot in the Bible.
He
said, Lot, escape from this city. Run for your life. The Bible says the man was sitting there. So he had to send next to pull the man out. The angelic forces of God, they are here today.
You
break the power of satanic delay. In the name of Jesus. When the enemies introduce delay into your destiny,
there'll
be postponement of blessings.
There'll
be unnecessary hatred by people. Destiny helpers will find it difficult to reach
you.
Business and career will just go down.
There
will be repeated health problems which linger so that will render the person financially impotent.
Appointment
for good things will be defined again and again.
If Papa, therefore,
the person is unable to start a project and finish a project. Everything is half done. Find yourself climbing in the dream and getting nowhere.
That
is the spirit of delay. You find yourself with cobwebs.
The
spirit of delay. You find yourself alone in a deep pit. Is the spirit of delay. When the animals introduce this spirit of delay,
there
will be mocking and despising by the enemy.
There
will be all kinds of different provocations. But one message I have for you now, which I'm telling you loud and clear, and no matter the strategy the enemy has acquired against
you,
it is not over yet. In the name of Jesus. What do you do? To cancel the verdict of the enemy. Number one is you must surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, you must not give Satan a place in your life. Don't give him a place.
If you
give the devil one foot, he will take 1 mile.
While
surrender your life to Jesus, don't give the enemy a place in your life. 3. Be careful of what you listen to and what you say. Be careful of what you say. 4. Believe that best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And lastly, wage war against the enemies of your destiny. And that's why we're here today.
It is in the attack.
Not only to wage this war, but to declare to the enemy that as far as my life is concerned, it's not over yet. There is still a future. There is still a program. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. Jesus is here. And he's here to do several things here today. Rise up on your feet now. But you see, if you are here today and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed. Just raise up your right hand. God bless you. Raise up very well. Raise up very well. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You have not done so before. You want to surrender your life to Jesus today. So as you begin and start your life, I can cancel the verdict of your
presence.
Just raise up your right hand. Those of you raise up your right hand, take a bold step of faith. Run quickly to the altar at the front here. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Sophia at the altars, I congratulate you.
Making
the most important decision in life. Just bow down your head. And so, Tamin the sinner after.
And we will see what we tell you.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. And I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here.
For
taking this most important decision. I pray, oh Lord, that this decision will be permanent in their lives. Glory of God will fill your lives. The Lord will keep you standing by his power. And today that I have surrendered your life to Jesus, I decree that every power that says so for you shall be disgraced. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The next few minutes, I want you to roar like thunder in prayer. The first power I want us to deal with thoroughly is the power of satanic delay. Before we now go to deal with other things, how many of you believe that today is your day? Shout it loud. How many of you believe that immediately after today's prayer, that your life will change completely? If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Now is your voice dressed louder than anyone around you.
You
pray these three prayers against satanic delay. Don't joke with these prayers. Pray it the way you've ever prayed any prayer before. Can you shout this loud and clear? Power of disappointment. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Say, delay tactics. Organized against my joy. Can I hear all the sisters say, shout to this man? Now the loving sisters can shout to you.
Brothers,
shout it loud and clear. Remember to put the names of your family members in this prayer
too.
Can you shout it again? Thank you, Jesus. Begin to declare. Yes.
Then,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus,
like that. There are three persons who came to this meeting.
And when you met that was
it was as if you couldn't walk by yourself when they brought you here.
They should look up here, you're dying for a evening, but what way you are
right there where you are.
When you be there,
the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that paralysis is broken now. In the name of Jesus. Just check your body.
You
find that that paralysis has disappeared. Quickly run to the front so that the enemy will not put it back on you. Something is happening over there.
The
strange mark on the body of somebody has just disappeared. That's right. Somebody's over there too. You had a dream. And as a result of that dream, a sickness started. Check now.
Yeah,
that infirmity that came from the dream has just vanished.
That's
the power of God coming upon you. That's right. Some people came out with a very bad medical report. The power of God is falling upon you where you are. And the yoke of that evil report is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. Check your body. Check your body. Check your body. If you find that that yoke has been broken, find a way to the altar very quickly so that the devil will not put it back. Three prayers which I want you to roar like thunder. Three prayers to let your enemies know that it's not over for you. In the name of Jesus. Shout this loud and clear. Every power. Can you shout this loud and clear? You that problem in the breast.
Hear
the word of the Lord. That place you are is the wrong place. Because the Almighty did not plant you there. So I approach you from that breast. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch that breast now. The plantation of darkness there has just vanished. Find a way to this altar very quickly. The noises in the stomach and the spirit of darkness is
attacking
someone over there, and the breathing problems, they have just been cancelled now. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
name we pray. I have a word to somebody here. Right now, the enemy is trying to disgrace you at the place of work. But within the next few days, every conspiracy against you in that place will be scattered. That strikes
that bell.
And someone here,
and
a strong man in your family, has caged all your children and has transferred the virtues of your children to his own children. Something is happening right now. The stolen virtues have been returned. That's right.
With that bell.
Aha.
Bell.
Shout is with burning anger.
If you don't know who king the man is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have any sickness in your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon the place. Father, it is written that you yourself brought our infirmities and took care of our sicknesses. He shall spread of our pieces upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. Let the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ cause your healing power to flow upon your people here now. Your infirmity in the eyes, you in the head, in the chest, in the heart, in the womb, in the reproductive organs, in the legs, in the blood. Hear the word of the
receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus, I bless you.
Now we're going to check your body. Check your body, check your body. Whatever you cannot do for me, begin to do so now. Check that leg, check that wound.
Yes, sir. You will
check that body. Check every organ of your body.
You
know you decided that you have
been healing.
Find a way to put into the water here. So that I can pray for you, the enemy will not bring the problem back. Don't hesitate. Seven sisters here. That the enemy said will not let you go. Within the next few seconds, the power of God will strike you where you are. And the yoke of the enemy shall be broken. Something for you, please testify to the glory of God. The rest of us will go back to our seats now. Apart from those who want to testify. Now, 21 times. Without letting anybody's voice or my shadow of voice in that 21 times. 21 solid times. You will declare this loud and clear.
Everybody know that.
Say, Satan.
Satan.
Hear me and hear me well. It is not over yet for me.
But
in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
It's not over for me. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Receive my family in the name of Jesus. Receive my family in the name of Jesus.
Receive my Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Three Jericho destroyed, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout hallelujah. Stretch your prayer request towards this altar here. Stretch it towards the altar here. And let your amen be super dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want your amen to roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus, we present our prayer request unto you. You know what you have written there. I know the innermost desire of our heart. You are the God that answered by fire. Every prayer listed on this paper, and in the laboratory of our hearts, say thank you, Jesus. Now, wave your prayer request with any song of praises you can sing. Any song of praises you can sing. Let's wave your prayer request as you sing the song of praises. How great is this name? How great is this Lord? Forever than sin. In your mighty world and sin. All the majesty, I said I never leave you, and I trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You can put your prayer letter away now.
And they told you letter, do I invite?
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your children here. I decree that you shall be well with you. The Lord your God will arise and fight your